This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Landis Cooperative, providing innovative solutions to tomorrow's agriculture. The latest 8 to 14-day forecast provides details on the upcoming weather for the beginning of pollination season. We will hear more from USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey next.
When TarSpot showed up, Sky Scout was already on it. Before widespread reports, before it was making headlines, before many growers even knew it was there. That's what happens when your fields are being monitored throughout the season. Sky Scout from Landis Cooperative helps identify disease pressure, crop stress, and other yield-threatening issues early, giving you the information you need to make timely decisions. Because the earlier you know, the more options you have. Talk with your Landis representative or call 515-817-2100 to learn more about Sky Scout today.
The latest 8 to 14-day forecast provides details on the upcoming weather for the beginning of pollination season. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says that the latest 8 to 14-day forecast says that the Midwest will experience some hot temperatures at the end of June and beginning of July.
Taking a look at the National Weather Service 8 to 14-day outlook that takes us from the last day of June right through Independence Day and to the 6th of July. So for June 30th through July 6th, we expect to see above normal temperatures from the Rockies to the East Coast, some lingering cooler weather near normal temperatures from the Great Basin northward into the Northwest.
Rippey says the precipitation in the Midwest will be in line with the averages to slightly below the averages for this time of year.
In terms of precipitation in late June and the first 6 days of July, we expect near or below normal rainfall across the vast majority of the country. Exceptions to that pattern, above normal precipitation in the Pacific Northwest, parts of the Southwest where we expect the monsoon showers to begin arriving, and an area stretching from the upper Midwest into the Northeast.
That was USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey. For more on this story and all of our daily news stories, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, don't forget to sign up for our newsletter that delivers those five daily stories to your inbox each day. Also on our website, you can find the podcast episodes of our daily radio show, Iowa Ag Matters. That's all found under the podcast tab, and you can find it at iowaagnet.com. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.